Welcome to a new episode of the Tennis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Gianluca Sala, your host. In today's episode, I talk about the most beautiful tennis court in the world with Agostino Piccolo. It's a bit of a different podcast, but really interesting. Mr. Agostino Piccolo, he's the director of sales and marketing of Il San Pietro di Positano, which is an amazing hotel, five-star roulette and chateau hotel on the Amalfi Coast in Positano, which is a small little town on the Amalfi Coast, just south of Naples in Italy, for those of you who don't know where the Amalfi Coast is. Please check it out. It's a beautiful hotel, really amazing. The tennis court is unbelievable. It's right on the sea. Just go and look at a few photographs. You can check out their website or their Instagram account. Their Instagram is Il San Pietro di Positano, and their website is ilsanpietro.com. But anyway, I'll put that up on the description on the episode. Agostino was very kind to talk to me about the hotel and the tennis court, and share with us some interesting stories about it. And it's a really cool episode. So anyway, I also just want to thank everyone for following me on my podcast. It's really fun to do it, and it's growing. Thanks a lot. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter account is GLSOLA. Or also, I've started an Instagram page for the Tennis Lifestyle Podcast. So you can also follow me on Instagram. Subscribe and follow the podcast. I really appreciate it. Spread the word. And I'm available. The podcast is available on most platforms. But anyway, that's enough. I hope you enjoyed this quick episode. Thanks a lot. Ciao, ciao.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Good morning, Agostino.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me on the Tennis Lifestyle Podcast. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. It's still warm here on the Amalfi Coast, and the sun is brightening. It's really, really nice that at the end of September, we're almost October, it's summer.
That's nice. Today I have a very special guest that you just heard, and he talks to me from a very special place. His name is Agostino Piccolo. He is the director of sales and marketing of a hotel which is called Il San Pietro di Positano. This hotel is in Positano on the Amalfi Coast. For the listeners who don't know where the Amalfi Coast is, it's an extremely beautiful, I think one of the most beautiful coastlines in the world, sort of between south of Naples. It goes, I would say, kind of between Sorrento and Salerno. And on that coast, there is a lot of winding roads, cliffs that drop into a beautiful crystal clear seas. You have, obviously, the most famous town is Amalfi, but you also have Positano, Ravello, Maiori, Minori, and some other small towns and villages. Il San Pietro di Positano is the only hotel in Positano with direct access to a private beach. And it is extremely beautiful. I'll put the link later of the website and of its Instagram. It is really, really beautiful. But the reason I'm speaking to Agostino is that it also has a tennis court, which has been described by many, even if you do a Google search, it will come up all the time, as the most beautiful and scenic tennis court in the world. If you have a look at the pictures, it is right next to the sea. You basically access it from a elevator, which is carved into the cliff that will bring you down to this heavenly spot by the sea, where there is a tennis court, there is beautiful waters, and there is a beach club. I don't know. I think that's more or less what I have to say. Obviously, the hotel is amazing. It's a 5-star Ralot and Chateau hotel. And Agostino, is there anything maybe extra? Do you want to introduce yourself? And is there anything you want to add to the description of the hotel, the restaurant, the pool, the rooms?
Well, Gianluca, you perfectly described the place. Actually, the hotel has been awarded many, many times as one of the most beautiful hotels in Southern Europe. And we are very glad of this because, you know, when you work in a place like this, you feel a guest as well. So that's why we perfectly understand the expectation of people coming. Many, many guests come into the hotel and say, oh, this is much better than I expected because the picture does not describe the beauty of this place. Actually, it's a very strong beauty. The entire Amalfi Coast is so beautiful. That's why it's under the UNESCO protection. And especially the place where the hotel lies on a rock overlooking Positano, the most iconic view of Positano and the entire coast until Capri and its Faraglioni rocks is absolutely incredible. I'm the director of sales and marketing, and I travel the world to take this beauty outside the country to try to explain other people, travel agents or guests overseas, what we do and how beautiful the place is. But of course, it's just a description. When people arrive on the spot, it's absolutely another thing. This is true for all the places, all the beautiful places in the world, but especially for this hotel.
Okay, wow. I have been to Amalfi many years ago. I didn't stop in Positano, but yes, I mean, it's. I think anybody who visits that coast will remember it forever because it's absolutely beautiful, yeah.
Exactly. Many times when I travel the world, I hear comments like, oh, you are the hotel where the James Bond likes elevator in the rocks to go down to the beach. Or maybe, oh, you are the hotel with this beautiful tennis court by the water. The tennis court is one of the facilities which is strictly reserved for the hotel guests. And it's really an attraction. Because the hotel has been, the field, the tennis court has been awarded by the magazine Time as one of the most beautiful tennis court in the world.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. I but yeah, that's amazing. But Agostino, before we talk about the tennis court, also. Obviously, the hotel is amazing. Does it also? I can see on the website you have different types of rooms, and do you have a restaurant as well and a swimming pool?
Yeah, we have 56 rooms in total, and what is great is that each room has a private terrace of looking the water. So if you are staying at San Pietro, you don't need to ask for a room of looking the water because we do not have rooms overlooking the backyard or the mountain. Okay. If you travel to the Amalfi Coast, you deserve to see the water all the time. And this is our philosophy. Never mind if you are in your room or you are doing your workout at at the fitness center, or just you are relaxing by the pool or having dinner, whenever you are, you always have this sea view. The hotel has three dining options. One is the Michelin star restaurant Zas, which is one of the largest restaurant on the in Positano, and from every table commands a great view over the coast. The other option is the more traditional Carlino, which is a restaurant straight on the water, one of the few restaurants in Positano that is on the water, because many climb to have a beautiful sea view, but actually they are far from the water. The Carlino is right on the beach. And the third option is a very nice option, because it's a street food. It's you know, the Ape Piaggio, which is a streetcar in very famous in Italy. You, of course, you know it, Gianluca. And it was transformed like a little restaurant preparing a street food with a touch of gourmet. And this streetcar is operating every night on the main terrace from sunset to midnight. So people can enjoy this beautiful terrace, one of the largest terrace in Positano, private terrace in Positano, 423 square meters, commanding this iconic view over the town.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And I have to ask you this, but, you know, because also we are in a very difficult year and difficult moment, obviously, with the virus and the pandemic and everything. Has that affected your year as far as a hotel? I think it's affected everyone, or have you been able to kind of still operate?
Well, the hotel was supposed to open for the season on April 1st, and actually we opened 3 months later on July 3rd, because we have rethinked the reopening many times, because we wanted a hotel 100% safe, and this is what we are offering today. The hotel is so large. We have 14,000 square meters, so it's a large property, and we do not have problem with with distancing, social distancing, and issues like this. Since the opening, the hotel has been sold out many, many times. And still now, we have about the 60% of the occupancy. So we are working very, very well. Of course, nothing compared to the previous years, because the Amalfi Coast was booming as Italy, as many other destinations in the world. And this emergency has completely rewritten all the rules. So compared to this season, just to answer your question, compared to this season, the hotel is working very well. We are following the protocol 100%, and we have to say that our guests are doing the same. So no one without masks and sanitizing gels everywhere, social distancing. Even when we introduce the hotel to new guests upon arrival, we always stay at 1 meter and a half from the people. So obviously, it's a very strange season. Nobody was prepared for this, but we hope that we will finish the season on October 25, as is scheduled as far as now.
Yes. Now let's just hope all this finishes soon, because I think everybody is a bit tired now. But
everyone wants.
Sorry.
You know, we have many guests from South Africa, from US, they want to come, they want to travel. But of course, it's a little bit, not risky, but it's a little bit, you know, problematic to travel nowadays. And a trip is always, a vacation is always something relaxing. If it should be a problem, people prefer to stay at home and wait for better times.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, going back to the tennis court, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think makes this court so special? And also, do you know when it was built? And I'm curious, how difficult was it to build? Because it is in a very, very difficult position to access.
Well, the hotel opened in 1970, and this year we are celebrating 50 years. We were supposed to do a great party, but actually we didn't because of the emergency, but we will celebrate it as soon as possible. And just after a couple of years from the opening, the tennis court was built. This is actually the only tennis court now in Positano. And okay. Its position is magical because you can see the rocks of the Amalfi Coast, two rocks of the Amalfi Coast. The tennis court is behind, is between these rocks and overlooking the water. If you go out of the court, it's just two seconds and you are on the beach. So it's by the beach. And it's so magical that many, many guests, even if they've played tennis for years, they ask for playing there because they feel really, you know, amazed to play a tennis in such a location. It was difficult to build it as everything is difficult on the Amalfi Coast because there are mountains going down on the water. So what is really easy on another location, it becomes very difficult on this side. But, you know, nothing is possible at San Pietro. They built the elevator in the rocks and many other things. So the tennis court is one of these amazing things.
Yes, yes. No, it's amazing. For the listeners also who are not looking at it, just to let them know it is a hard court. It's not a clay.
No, it's a hard court, yes. Hard court. It's a regular field. It's a hard court. And we have, had many, many people, professionals playing there.
And also, it only if you are a guest of the hotel, you can play. It's not allowed to people book it. Not allowed to book it for people who are just driving by, let's say.
Exactly, except for the main restaurant in the main bar, the just restaurant in the main bar, all the other facilities are strictly for the hotel guests. Now you have to consider that with 56 rooms, when the hotel is fully booked, we have less than 120 people, all spread in this huge property. So it seems always you are at a private home, even when you play tennis. It seems the tennis court is just yours.
Yes. Another question about the tennis court. Do you know if it has ever been used for advertisements or maybe a movie or for a photo shoot, a fashion shoot or something like that?
Yeah, it was used in the past for photo shoots, for fashion photo shoots. Actually, the property doesn't allow many shoots or, movie and things like this because we are very jealous of the privacy of the hotel, of the hotel guests. We don't want, people working while other people is on vacation. So for this reason, we have a very few events and only in unlimited dates like the beginning of the season, end of the season. We want people feel at home. They feel totally private And that's why we do not allow to use the field even for shooting.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. If you are on holiday, you want to relax. Makes a lot of sense. And the question that maybe I'm more interested in, have you had any famous guests, maybe not only tennis players, but tennis players or famous entertainment people who use the court? Do you have any maybe interesting story?
Well, we have we had many people, of course, coming, many VIP coming to and staying with us. If I should name at least three people connected with tennis world, I would say Gabriella Sabatini, for example, or the Sharapova, Mrs. Sharapova, or Mrs. Navratilova, just to remember some of them, because many, many guests passed. And what was nice about the tennis court is that sometimes people have booked a room just to play tennis.
Oh, wow.
Probably they do not stay at the hotel, but they were so amazed because, you know, when you arrive at the hotel, on the Amalfi Drive, you can see the tennis court down there. So, or maybe if you arrive by helicopter, because before you could arrive by helicopter, you could see the tennis court, and people have booked a room without you even using it, just to play tennis.
Just to play tennis, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That just shows you the beauty of it, you know. I mean, because I can imagine people who like tennis, it's nearly like a tribe, but they go to big extremes just to do something to do with tennis.
Yeah. Exactly.
And any other maybe famous guests that you didn't expect who played there? Did any famous, I don't know, singers or actors or
Well, I can name lots of VIP, but I actually don't know if they play, because sometimes they have played that we don't know, because I know you know the position of the tennis is so private that sometimes people go and play without even you notice them. If I have to make some name, we had George Clooney, Robert De Niro, Julia Roberts. Let me see, because sometimes you even forget them. Hugh Jackman. Barbara Streisand. You know. The list is long. Rihanna.
So a long list. Okay.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, one of the latest actresses. Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. There are many.
But none of these were very tennis fanatic. You didn't. They didn't.
I must be honest. I don't know. Probably they go and play. Some of them go and play because many people love the tennis. Even if they are not professionals, they want to play on that court. Yeah.
Sure. And one last thing, if you're a guest and say you want to have a tennis lesson, is that something that you provide as well or not really?
Well, of course, we provide all rackets, ball, everything you need to play tennis. And we have also a coach. He's a young coach. His name is Giuseppe, and he has become very popular with guests. Because, you know, it's very very strong and people want to play with him just to try themselves as players. There are people who are booking the tennis coach 1 year in advance to be sure to play with him on that court.
Oh wow. Okay. Amazing.
When they leave, they book the room for next year, and they had the tennis court and the tennis coach before they leave and coming back next year.
Okay. Amazing, amazing. Do you think actually the tennis court is a reason why many people book there? Is it like one of the usually people will book a place for its beauty, the sea, the service, the food, etc. But do you think in your case, in San Positano, in your hotel, the tennis court might be one of the main reasons?
Yeah, it happened. It happened that they were looking for a place where to play tennis along the coast, and they booked the hotel just because of the tennis court. It could happen, yes.
Yeah, no, look, it's very when I see the photos of the San Pietro, I every time I try not to look at them because every time I see the photographs, I want to be there. So I try not to look at the photos very often, but it looks like a magical place, and I really, really hope one day I'll come there and play on the court because it does look very, very special. Yeah, Agostino, thank you very much. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say or add, but I think it was nice.
Just I want to add, we are talking about this tennis court, but of course, to have just a little bit of the magic of this place, I suggest to all people listening us to go and see at least one picture of the tennis court and where it is. So if they Google tennis court San Pietro Positano, they can see what we are talking about.
Yes, well, I will put it in the podcast. I will add that, but
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
it's amazing because you can just, and I've done this, you can just Google be most beautiful tennis court in the world, and all the results will have San Pietro di Positano. It just comes up all the time, so it's very easy. But yeah, thank you very much, Agostina. It was very nice to talk to you, and yeah, as I said, hopefully I'll visit this magical place one day, and I hope the rest of the year also will be good for you and for the hotel.
Yeah, we hope so. Thank you very much, Gianluca. It was a great pleasure to talk with you and to have this new recap of all the things about the tennis court. Sometimes you have hidden gems even without a property you know well and you don't know. Thanks to this podcast, I just put all together my ideas and my memories about the tennis court. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Thank you.